Hey, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so excited today. Welcome to another episode of Mujer de Éxito, Unbounded, Woman of Success Without Limits. I am so incredibly grateful for you, for everybody here. And I want you to know something. There are no coincidences in this world. That you landed on this actual show is because there is a message in it for you. So welcome. Bienvenidos a todos. Estamos aquí. Otro show de Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. Gracias por estar aquí. This is a Spanglish show. And you guys, I am so excited because you know how I get. I love what I'm doing. I love, you know, the fact that I get to talk to so many women and that are, you know, Mujeres de Éxito, women of success, bilingual women, boss babes. And I'm so excited, guys. I'm so excited. Today I have a special guest, and you have to stay to the end because at the end she'll actually give her information and how you can reach her. So today we have Terry, who is the founder and CEO of F3HR Consulting, guys. So she is the CEO, she is a badass, and she's going to share with us her story as we continue to get raw and real, guys. Vamos a escuchar ahora una mujer que es, vamos a decirlo en español, como me dicen, ¿hablas mexicano o hablas español? Hablo español, pero una mujer chingona, mujeres. Y nos va a decir su historia, porque para enseñarnos a todos que todos se puede en este mundo. Todo se puede. No le hace por lo que hayas pasado. No cuenta cuántas veces te tumbe la vida. Cuenta cuántas veces te levantas, te sacudes y sigues adelante. Welcome, everybody. So welcome, Terry. I'm so excited to have you here. I am really, really excited. Anyway, Terry, it is amazing. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Marty. Gracias por tenerme aquí hoy. Es un placer estar contigo.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. So, Terry, I didn't say that I was the host. This is Marty Angel, your host. Anyway, we're here to have a little bit of fun, but to tell a story that goes from being a survivor to a thriver. And the purpose of this podcast is to share as many stories as I possibly can from Latinas and BIPOC women so that we inspire each other. Siempre inspirándonos juntas. So, Terry, you are the founder and CEO of F3HR Consulting, but I'm sure that's not where you started. Can you tell us a little bit about your story that got you to where you are here today?
Of course. It's been a long road, Marty. I can't tell you that it's been easy. But, you know, the roads that we take in life lead us to where we are, right? And all of our experiences are compounded. And that's when we get the energy and the enthusiasm to move forward and create our own space. We are empowered to do so. I have been in many places during my lifetime. I was born in Puerto Rico many, many years ago, and I love my country. It's very special to me. Yes. And I've had a lot of heartache on the way, but a lot of good things too. I gave birth when I was 20 years old, so I'm a young mother. I was, and I struggled. Thank goodness for family, right? Our families always support us, thank goodness, and we're able to move forward. The best lessons I learned when I was pregnant, this is a story that I like to tell, is that my mom took me to a typewriter class and said, Terry, if you know how to type, and you know good English like you do, and Spanish, you will be successful anywhere you go. Little did she know that we would all be typing by this stage in our life, right? Because we all have to use electronic devices. And while typing was a woman's thing back then, it isn't anymore, right? So, but yeah, she was spot on. I started taking jobs as a secretary, and with my typing skills and my English, I was successful, and I moved on to many jobs in construction and hospitality, not losing sight on education. I was always very interested in getting educated because knowledge is power and nobody can take that away from you. Not only that, but you have a lot of competition out there, especially in my field as an HR professional. If you are not certified and if you don't have an education, it's a pretty, you know, hard line to get a good job anywhere and compete with peers. So I decided to go to university and get my bachelor's degree while I worked at home. I had my own business then. I used to paint bathtubs, believe it or not, for a living. And I enjoyed that very much, made pretty good money. So that a woman can't do anything or certain things, that's a falsehood, right? We can do anything in order to survive, and we do, because we need to eat and we need to feed our own. So I continued to, you know, work from home and studying, and my son grew up. And we also used to sell portable air conditioners on the internet, which is something that is incredible. And we did very well there. But then things got ugly in Puerto Rico, meaning politically, and we decided to come to the States and live and prosper, right? Because that's what we do. We look for prosperity anywhere we go. So building upon resilience, you know, leaving things behind, having to come to the States where I had been before, right? I've lived in the States before, but now it was as an adult, you know, having to move the family forward, taking odd jobs here and there. I finished my bachelor's degree in Florida, and I was very excited about that because now nobody could take away my bachelor's degree, even though I had a big student loan debt. But, you know, we do what we need to do to move forward and be successful. So in Florida, we had a salon that was a beautiful salon, and we prospered very well there for certain years. But then the economy hit, and people were not getting their hair done. The stylists went off to do other things, and we lost everything. We lost our home. We lost our business. And now what? Right? So another, you know, having to pick up the pieces and move forward. So we found jobs in Colorado. Imagine a Puerto Rican in Colorado that that didn't even ski or snowshoe or anything. And I worked for a large, I think it's the largest ski resort company in the United States. I was really out of place there. I never put on a pair of skis. I never did any winter sports, but I did love the community and the people that I worked for. I learned so much at that job. And then all of a sudden, you know, we get a call one day and we are asked if we would like to go to an interview in California. And you're like, oh my gosh, California, who knew? So I came to California and I went to an interview up in the mountains. And this time I started my master's degree because I knew that without a master's degree, I couldn't compete as well as I could with one. So I began my journey at the University of the Rockies online. And when I took the job in California, I was still studying for my master. So I had the opportunity to get a job at Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park. And that's one of the most beautiful jobs I've ever had. Very fulfilling. Loved the area. All the while, I was driving an hour up and down that mountain in the afternoons, coming home and studying because I knew I had to finish my degree. And then we get a job in Fresno and we start doing consulting. I had no idea about California HR. I've always heard how hard it was and how employer friendly it was. And I'm thinking, it can't be like Puerto Rico where, you know, the employer is, you know, the employment laws are not as friendly for employers. But it is, it's very hard here. And I, for the last 7 years, have been an HR consultant with California employment law expertise. And I've developed the knowledge that is critical for any employer here in California and throughout the nation. I also have national experience. So I finished my degree, my master's degree in organizational development and leadership. And wow, that was such a wonderful moment. Achieving goals for me is one of the most exhilarating feelings that I've ever gotten, that feeling of achievement. That only comes when we really set goals and achieve something that we thought we could never do, right? So I am blessed. I have a great business that I started in January of this year because I said to myself in 2020, this cannot go on any longer. I need to do my entrepreneurial journey again. I can do this on my own. I have plenty of knowledge to share. And look at me now. I'm here today with you. And I, you know, would have never thought that we would come together in such a beautiful space, sharing our journeys and being these, you know, resilient Latinas that we are, knowing that where we come from, we may not have ever been able to achieve these dreams that we set out for ourselves. But you know what? It happens. It happens. We work hard and we get to where we want to be in life. And all of that journey that I took from Puerto Rico to Florida and around to Colorado and California, all the people that I come across during the years that have supported me, it's just beautiful. And I'm so blessed to be here today. Thank you so much. Gracias.
You're welcome. So I love your typing story. Your mom said, and you know, I just want to share my little typing story is a little bit, it's a little bit on the other side when, you know, I was born here in San Diego. And my mother did the same thing. She said to me, "Mija, if you can type, then guess what? You can be an executive secretary." And if you look in my yearbook, it says I want to be an executive secretary just because it sounded good, right? Well, let me tell you, I am so glad. I took the typing. Now, I'm an organized person, so filing, I passed the filing test 100%. But typing, mija, typing. Oh my God. The reason I went to college was because I couldn't pass that freaking typing exam.
Isn't that something?
I said, I better go to college, man, because this is not working for me. So, you know, so that's my typing story and I'm sticking to it. But yeah. So, typing and not passing the typing exam for me actually put me on the right road, and passing the typing exam for you actually put you on the right road, right?
That's right. That's right.
It's so amazing. You know, I want to just kind of get a little personal. You said you had a son, and, you know, do you have any other children? Was the time available or just your son?
I only have one son. My son is 35. He just turned 35 this month. And I have three grandchildren. Very blessed with my three grandchildren. So while I didn't have any more children, we've been blessed with three grandchildren. So I'm very excited about that. Yes.
Now, are they here in California?
No, they're in Florida, which makes it very difficult for us to communicate, but the eldest one is 13, so she's into the FaceTime, and we chat all the time, but there's two other little ones that aren't that versed in the electronics yet. Yes.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And so we go through these trials and tribulations and, at some point, you had a long road. And, we always go back and we can make it sound really good. But, there are times where in your road, I'm sure, there were times where you thought, now what am I going to do? And yet you got back up. There was a time that you said you lost everything in Florida. And, that must have been overwhelming. So, share a little bit about what were the strategies and tools that you took when all of that happened to be able to be that resilient Latina that we are.
Well, I can tell you that my resiliency stems from my mother. My mother was a divorced woman. She had three children, and she did what she could to make ends meet. She lost the house that we were born in, and we moved around a lot. I can tell you that moving around, when we least expected it, because she never said, okay, in a month we're going to move. No, she'd say that morning of, okay, today we're going to move, time to pack, and we had to go. So I can tell you I embrace change. I have to, because it's been what has been present in my throughout my life. And for me to pack up and go is easy. Now, the emotional stress that we go through is something else, right? We're losing a business. We're losing a home. We have debts. What are we going to do, right? The only thing to do is, hey, let's call people that we know, people that have been in our life, that have supported us throughout, where we've worked in hospitality before, wherever that was, and see if there's anything out there for us, right? And that's what you do. You start calling the people that you know that can help you in times of difficulty. And only those people that are present when you're in times of difficulty are the people that really care for you, right? Because there's others that just scram and you never see again. But it's about those relationships that we forge in our life and moving forward. So while it was easy to pick up and go, not really, but it was.
Right.
Emotionally, where am I? What am I doing here? I have no friends. It's just me and my husband, let's say. What are we getting into? The weather's different. The people are different. Is it racist around? Are they racist people around here? Do I have to worry about that? There's so many things that we think about, right, when we're moving somewhere, because this country adopts us. We are citizens of this country, right? And we're here to work and get ourselves going, to be productive members of society.
Exactly.
So while it's easy to pick up and go, I've been resilient. My mom showed me what resiliency was, so I never hesitate to embrace change and move on.
And I think that, you hit the nail right in the head. Basically, everybody that has been on my show, that's the one thing, I think that's the underlying theme between all of everybody that I attract as well, because the one thing that I look forward to is change. And change is a constant. It's not a variable,
yes,
right? The constant, the thing that we think is constant is really the variable. But the only thing you can count on, there's two things in this world you can count on, and that is change and taxes, man.
For sure. For sure.
Yes. Right?
Yes.
Entonces, es algo que a mí se me hace que también, siendo latina, sabemos cómo ser ¿cómo te diré? Que es, sabemos ser personas que nos podemos adaptar a cualquier cosa, ¿verdad?
Tenemos que adaptarnos, no hay de otra. Es eso, volver de donde vinimos, que y eso no es lo que queremos es prosperar en un ambiente sano y lleno de gente que quiere ayudar a uno también y uno ayuda a los demás, ¿no?
Sí. So la cosa que es muy importante que te ayudó a pararte es honrar el cambio que estaba pasando, ¿verdad? En tus alrededores. Eran cambios fuertes, pero se levanta uno y te levantaste tú y levantaste, me imagino, tu esposo y tu hijo. Y adelante, como decía mi papá.
Dice, ni modo. No hay de otra. Dicen que del piso no pasamos, ¿verdad? Si te caes, levántate. Levántate y sigue adelante porque no hay de otra, right?
Sí.
We can't ponder on the bad. When I have bad days, I can tell you that they give me this energy, you know, the bad times give me an energy that I need to move forward. And it's so important to have those moments of doubt and fear because it's natural. Don't, you know, just embrace it. Take it by the horns and ride it until it goes away. Next day, you're okay. You've got this. You're going to move forward and be successful. And that's the mindset. There's no other mindset, right?
That is so true, you know. And so that's the mindset that makes you a successful entrepreneur as well, right?
For sure.
So maybe there's a day where maybe you don't get a new customer or there's a customer that's angry at you that didn't get the fulfillment they thought or whatever. And what do? Right?
That's right. You pick up the pieces, you learn from it, and you move forward. You cannot let those things get you down. They're learning moments, right? And if we don't take them as such, then there's something wrong with us, right? There's nothing more to it than that.
Exactly. Now, you are the CEO of an HR, you know, an HR consulting company. Tell me a little bit about what... when you first started this business, what did you do to begin to earn money, right? Because that's the big question is like, oh, everybody can start a business, but I know that consistency matters. So obviously you've been consistent enough because you're thriving. And so we went through the story of survival. Now you're thriving. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, let me tell you, it's not easy, right? I can tell you that when I said in 2020, you know, next year is the year, I was setting myself up mentally, my mindset to be successful in 2021. And it's not easy. I mean, you have to have some savings to be able to live off until you can make it, right? I'm so blessed to have great colleagues and professionals in my area. I live in Fresno, and the relationships that I've built throughout the 7 years that I've been in California have been invaluable to me. When some people heard that I had started my own business, they reached out to me and said, Terry, would you like to be a part of this project? I have some work for you. And that just started the ball rolling, right? It's taking that leap of faith and knowing that you're going to be okay. That is what propels you forward. And the people in the community that I have built relationships with know who I am, know my quality of work, know that I'm a professional, and they trust that I will help them out with their businesses. So that has been my most important point here is the relationships that you build are what are going to get you ahead, right? You need to have be part of your community, be a volunteer when you can, and help out others so that when you need, others are always there for you as well. And I really believe in that. I really believe in a support system, for sure.
Yeah, and I love that you put it together as a, you gave it that label, that support system. That's really, you know, that's really, really key. And then the other thing that I love that you said is you made a decision. You made a decision in 2020 that in 2021 you were going to do it. So you made that decision, and every day I'm sure that you repeated it mentally. You repeated it mentally. And I'm sure that, you know, that you probably had some times where it's like, maybe I should, maybe I shouldn't. But that consistency of the repetition, I think, if you will agree with me, helped to move you forward and make you that successful woman that you are right now. And you are moving forward to more success. But let me ask you just this last question. What, you know, when somebody listens to this and they're going like, okay, so what is HR consulting? So what does, you know, what exactly do you do? Just, you didn't have to name everything, but so in general, what do you help and who do you help?
I help businesses in any industry, large or small, with their HR management. So what that means is that I partner with you to provide you tailored solutions for any issue that you may be having at work. That could be a disciplinary issue with an employee. It could be lack of training for employees. I will train your employees, handbooks, terminations, the necessary compliance documents that we are required to use for every onboarding and offboarding, wage and hour, I-9 audits. It's vast. What I don't do is payroll and benefits, but I do partner with others and know businesses that provide those services. And why should I leave my wheelhouse, right? When everybody, you know, everybody has their wheelhouse, and we're HR, but my HR is the management, the day-to-day management of your organization. I help you reduce risk, right? Mitigate risk so that you don't get sued or penalized by an employee. That's what I do. I help you save money in the long run.
That's great. So, and generally, who is, what's the makeup of your client look like, your client base?
My client base is a small business owner, Hispanic or not. I'm fully bilingual, so I help Hispanic businesses as well. Ideal client is mostly anybody really that has a business and has employees and needs HR processes and policies in place to be successful.
Right. Anybody. And it's important if you have employees to really get that, you know, luckily for me, in my business, I actually do a lot of what they call piecemeal or fractional work, you know, mm-hmm. the same type of thing. And I don't have any employees that I have to, you know, worry about. So, but let's say that there's a, I said that was a, at what point, now a small business usually is 10 people or more. So at what point should they actually begin to look at getting some help like from you? At what point?
As soon as you hire your first employee, you need help. You need help for sure. And you know, Marty, my mission, my company's mission is proactive, not reactive, right? I want employers to be proactive about their HR management in order to avoid any issues, compliance issues in the future. There's no reason to be reactive.
Yes, absolutely true. Absolutely true. So people always tell me, well, I don't have a business, so why would I hire you as my coach? Well, you need a coach before you start your business, because if you start your business and then it all falls apart and you want to be successful, there's two things I say. Number one, you better coach up. And number two, you better, you know, suit up, because it's really important. Yeah. So as a reactionary, you know, person, we don't make it. We've got to be consistent. We've got to be proactive. And that's what's going to make it. You know, that's what's going to really make it. Terry, tell us a little bit about any freebies you have, or where can people find you, and, you know, so that we can share all your goodness with everybody.
Sure. Well, my website is f3hr.net. I have a comprehensive website. It provides also some bundles that I've put together for potential clients. But my freebie today would be an HR audit of your wage and hour and your leaves. That would be my freebie today. HR audits are very important. There's especially in wage and hour, the pay stubs are the biggest reason or that any employer gets sued in California, and the easiest is because they have non-compliant pay stubs. So I will ask you all kinds of questions about your wage and hour practices and your leaves of absence as well, because they have to be compliant with the law.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. That is cool to know. I mean, you are a wealth of information. I am so happy. So people are probably going to ask us, how did you meet? Well, we met on Clubhouse, guys. We were networking on Clubhouse, and this is what it came to. And it's a beautiful person that I get the opportunity. I'm so blessed. Every day I'm so blessed because I get to share and meet people like you, and the goodness that you're bringing out to the world is just amazing. And I appreciate your time. Gracias por estar aquí. Gracias por toda la información que nos diste. It is amazing. And I just want to say, guys, you know, you need to make sure that you check down below, because I'm going to link her business so that you can actually do, because they can find the freebie on your website, right? Or will you give me a special link?
Yeah, or they can send me an email through my website, and I'd be happy to help them for sure.
Okay, good. So if you send her an email on her website, make sure that you put, I heard you on Mujer de Éxito Unbounded.
That's
Mujer
right.
Mujer de Éxito Unbounded. You guys, it has been amazing, amazing, amazing. Thank you so much, sweetheart, for being here. And gracias por estar aquí. Gracias por escucharnos. Gracias a Diosito por ayudarnos a juntarnos. Right?
Amen. Yes. Amen.
All right, sweetie. So thank you so much. And I look forward to talking to you again.
Gracias, Marty. Dios te bendiga. Y un beso y un abrazo grande para ti.
Gracias.